Australia's bushfire crisis is being watched across the world, and some commentators are highly critical of the federal government's policies on climate change. One Liberal backbencher has been on TV in the UK defending the government's handling of the disaster, but his interview appears to have done more harm than good. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Craig Kelly, who's a politician in Australia who works for Scott Morrison's government.
On breakfast television in the United Kingdom, host Piers Morgan gave a warm welcome to Liberal backbencher Craig Kelly, but the reception soon turned a little frosty.
You're facing now one of the greatest crises you've ever faced, and there is you who still doesn't think this has anything to do with a heating up planet.
Craig Kelly insisting there is no connection between climate change and the bushfire crisis.
What causes the main thing of the fires is the build-up of the fuel on the ground and the drought.
That's despite Prime Minister Scott Morrison on the weekend saying there is a link.
Australia is one of the countries that can say that this year, as we face this crisis, as climate change has impacted on the world's weather patterns that have led to where we are here today to some extent, combined with many other factors, the drought being the most significant, that right now Australia is beating the commitments that have been made.
Speaking on radio station 2GB, opposition leader Anthony Albanese urged all sides of politics to work together on the issue.
We can't put our head in the sand and pretend that climate change is not having an impact.
Scott Morrison argues Australia is doing its bit to reduce emissions, but questions are being raised about what more can be done. During the TV interview, Craig Kelly attempted to defend the government's record.
And to try and make out, as some politicians have, is to hijack this debate and exploit this tragedy to push their ideological barrow that somehow or other the Australian government could have done something by reducing its carbon emissions that would have reduced these bushfires is just complete nonsense.
His appearance has fuelled claims Australia is not addressing climate change, but Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says the backbencher's comments were out of line.
That's just a sideshow. He doesn't represent the views of the government and what he's saying there. And quite frankly, I've got better things to do than worry about what a backbencher goes and says on international TV. You know what? There's people's lives that we're trying to rebuild. There's 26 Australians that have lost their lives.
During the combative interview, host Piers Morgan wasn't the only opponent Mr Kelly faced.
Our weather expert Laura Tome wants to respond to you. Laura.
So Australia have just had, in 2019, their highest year temperature-wise ever recorded and their driest year ever recorded.
Following his appearance, Craig Kelly spoke to Tom Tilley on ABC's RN Breakfast.
You actually embarrassed the government. You got completely schooled by a weather reporter.
Hang on, well, again, the weather reporter, the weather girl had no idea what she was talking about.
That comment saw Laura Tobin respond via Twitter, saying she has a degree in physics and meteorology, adding the hashtag, not a weather girl. Craig Kelly, who the Prime Minister has previously banned from media appearances, insists he did the right thing by going on air.
It's very important. Everyone outside of politics defends our Prime Minister. He's done a very good job. He's actually been so unfairly attacked.
Rather than help, his comments have put the Prime Minister's performance back in the spotlight and led to further questions about how Australia got to this point.
Wake up. Climate change and global warming are real, and Australia right now is showing the entire world just how devastating it is.
Good morning, Britain host Piers Morgan, ending that report by Stephanie Boris.